So hi, Ken.
How are you?
Very good. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to take a couple minutes. I understand you're running a startup.
Yeah.
And you're having some pretty phenomenal success with it.
Yes, we are.
So maybe we can start off with just letting our users know who you are, what you do, a little bit about your company, and maybe just start with an intro.
Sure. Regi is a free mobile app that lets you register an unlimited number of personal property items of value, like a bicycle or your jewelry or your iPhone or what have you. You put in a serial number, a description, a value, etc. And then if it's ever lost or stolen right from your phone, you can actually report. The notice goes up into a crowdsourced lost and found where any friend, neighbor, coworker can see it. And we're also working with law enforcement on the back end so that they can monitor these activities and reports and actually help you recover your lost or stolen property. So it's kind of like a lost and found, but on steroids.
Nice. It's interesting, the whole law enforcement angle, because I would imagine that they find a lot of people that are doing less than, savory stuff, and a lot of times they probably just don't know where that property belongs, so they have no way to return it.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, I was in the evidence locker for the Boston Police Department, which is a very large warehouse, and the evidence manager there said that they had over 1,200 bicycles. And, a lot of people think that police departments are not really searching for stolen property or not really trying to recover stolen bicycles and whatnot, and that's really not the case. The problem is users don't have their bicycles registered, and so if you don't have it registered, you can't really go back to the cops and say, hey, that's my bike. You need to have some sort of proof of it. So, in fact, one of the things we're doing probably next week with the Somerville Police Department is I'm going to be down in the warehouse in my grubbies, and we're going to be taking pictures of bikes and putting in serial numbers. And the great news is, as in another case with the MBTA, we published about 40 or 50 found bicycles that they had found in various different properties around their area, their territory. And within a day, a guy called up and said, that's my bike. He had the serial number. He had it registered. And he came in and he was able to claim a bike that was valued at about $1,000.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
I remember, and this goes back a couple of decades, maybe a few decades actually, about 25 years ago, I was young. I had a decision to make of whether I was going to go buy a car. Or bicycle. And I lived, my apartment was 2 miles from where I worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I could get a clunker, a piece of junk car. I could get a really nice bike.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and I bought, at the time, I think I spent about $1,500 on it, on a bike. And that's like a $5,000 bike today. It was a really, really nice bike.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I had that bike for about 3 months. And it got stolen. I was devastated. I mean, that was my life, right? That was my primary means of transportation. Shame on me for not doing enough to protect the bike, but I had no recourse. I called the police, and they basically said they took the report, but they said the chance of me getting it back are almost zero,
right?
Because these things happen all the time.
Right.
It sounds like they're a little bit more advanced than they were, a couple of decades ago. But it's great having this kind of service available to us for everybody to use.
Well, and as you say, the bicycle is becoming a very important element of the urban transportation system. It's not just a nice to have anymore. We can't fit enough cars, or we can't fit any more cars into cities, especially given the congestion that we already have. And in cities like Boston and New York and San Francisco, without the bicycle, these city streets would be even more crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And do bear in mind when you're thinking about, the response from law enforcement agencies, they have what they call a solvability factor. They look at the situation in front of them and they say, what are the chances that I'm going to be able to actually solve this crime? Like you and me, they make a business decision based on how much time is it going to take, and they actually have laws that require them to follow a case all the way through to its end. So with a bicycle, if you don't have it registered, if you don't have the information, it just got stolen, they are going to look at that and they're going to say, we'll take a report and we'll do the best that we can, but really there's a very little chance that you're going to get it back. That's one of the other areas where Regi actually comes in. We work directly with manufacturers and retailers to get you a discount offer in the event that your bike or your watch or your iPhone or your laptop or whatever, if you lose it and it doesn't come back, we'll actually send you a discount offer to replace it. So whether you file for insurance or not, at least you're not out full retail for something that has just walked out the door.
Very cool. Very, very nice. So I understand that you've done a lot very recently. Yeah, I mean, you started out on AWS.
Correct.
with your platform. So tell me a little bit about the underlying platform. You know, this is an application that you wrote. It's a web app, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about the architecture, or kind of you know what it's developed in, how it's developed, what's going on under the covers.
Sure. Simple enough. We're on a LAMP stack, and we went with AWS because that's what everybody used. It was really plug and play, very simple, and that was our minimal viable product. We just wanted to get up and get out. We knew we were not going to get a whole lot of support. We knew it was just going to be turnkey service. Here it is, plug, and we're in. In the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 months, we've seen dramatic growth. We've seen over 300% user growth in the last 3 months, month on month, every single month.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knew we needed to scale much more rapidly, and we knew that we needed to have a platform that could handle that. And so as we started doing our 3 to 5 year projections, looking at, can our LAMP platform manage the various different feeds? One of the things that we're doing that is a bit unique is we are plugging into other APIs. So we're taking data feeds from other bike registries that are publishing stolen bikes.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be working with like the jewelry index, musical instrument index, et cetera, so that there's one central location that users and law enforcement can come to find any type of stolen good. Looking at the bandwidth requirements there, both in terms of the back-end server capacity, but also coupled with the data storage requirements, and knowing that we were going to need some help, it was a pretty easy decision to flip over to Azure and join the BizSpark program.
Okay, so you're on the Azure platform now with your entire site.
We're fully on.
Now, tell me a little bit about that transformation. Was that a lot of heavy lifting to get from AWS to Azure?
No, not at all. We are a little bit early days, so it was a relatively simple process. But my guys did it over a weekend. I think we started working, because half of them are here and half of them are in India.
Mm-hmm.
I think we started working at about 6 p.m. on a Friday. We wanted to do it over the weekend because if there was going to be any outages as a result of switching over the DNS, we wanted to have it happen over the weekend, and then actually hopefully minimize that. By Monday morning, I was getting my first look. By Tuesday, we felt it was stable. We did a bunch of testing Tuesday morning, and I would say by Tuesday, 3 to 5 p.m., we were fully up, stable, fully tested, everything was fine.
So you were down for an entire weekend plus a couple of days?
We weren't fully down. We kept the AWS up. We did the switch over to Azure. Then we switched the DNS. I think our total outage time was maybe 3 to 4 hours,
okay,
to be honest, something like that.
That's a lot less scary than 3 or 4 or 5 days.
it was a very quick switch.
Now,
I never saw anything from my side.
Yeah.
I was doing all the testing on the end user side. We probably did 50 or 60 test reports, every single one worked.
So are you familiar with kind of how much heavy lifting the IT guys had to do? Was it pretty painful for them, or was it a painless process for them?
It was a pretty painless process. We moved over the database. A couple of the key things that I wanted to make sure that we retained. We do work with law enforcement. The law enforcement agencies have access to our secure backend, where they get much more information than is obviously available to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to make sure that we had integrity of user login retained, because we had some problems in the past on the AWS platform where users were having difficulty logging in, and you can't go back to a police department and say, by the way, we just lost 5 logins, I'm sorry, but really, you can trust me. So we had to make sure that integrity was there. And the other one was the reports, because we do a lot of analytics on the back end, so I wanted to make sure that we actually launched the platform back in 2014. We had several hundred reports already up, and I wanted to make sure that all of that data was retained as well. So that was probably the heaviest lifting that they had to do, which was, again, porting over the data.
And all of that happened just in a few days?
A couple of days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of analytics, now that you're on the Azure platform, you have just a monster amount of capabilities to you. Are you going to be expanding? Does that give you capability of expanding and offering additional capabilities?
Oh, absolutely. We really want to turbocharge the analytics on the back end, especially to help law enforcement. Look, when you're talking about a bicycle, for most agencies, it is important, and it's critically important to you, as you just gave the example. But compared to murders or bank robberies or whatever, a stolen bike just doesn't crank up in terms of importance to them. But when we begin to show the analytics, when we begin to show patterns, when we can help them with proactive policing, that's where the rubber really hits the road. So we'll be doing a lot more work in terms of the analytics. As I mentioned, one of the big projects, and this is again why we wanted to go to the Azure system, was because of your ability to take in what we know are going to be multiple data feeds from multiple different organizations, seamlessly integrating them. We have a list, we have a map, it's all dynamically rendered for the user. So as you track around the map, the list changes. As you change the list, the map changes. We store data. We have to, for FBI requirements, we store data for over 10 years. So there's a lot more features that are going to come out. Among other things, we're going to really update the UI UX. We know that this is sort of first model. It looks okay. It's functional. We really need to improve the UI UX on this platform as well.
Okay, great. Now, one of the other things that comes to mind, I don't know, I assume you probably have thought about this, but if not, I'll give you a little tip.
Okay.
Artwork. I know we've got some artwork at home, very, very, very expensive, not anywhere near the cost of a bike. Have you thought about, you know, branching into that type of a world where they are really big dollars whenever you talk about those kind of thefts?
Yeah, the reason we're targeting bicycles is we actually got written up in a Forrester report in the insurance industry vertical, and we went out and we got invited to present the PCIAA, which is the Property Casualty Insurance of America. One of the things we learned is almost every single insurance company has some sort of a property registry. We also learned that they've spent tens or hundreds of millions of dollars trying to get people to adopt them, and they're not doing it. And there's a few other property registries apps out there, but the problem is I think people are saying, here, download this app, you can do anything with anything, and it's really too big, it's too amorphous. What we found was when you can identify one particular product that people are passionate about, they tend to adopt. So Reggie right now is Reggie Your Ride, register your bicycle, protect your bicycle. Now that you have the application, oh, by the way, do you also want to protect your phone? Have you also thought about your musical instruments? What about the artwork that you have in your house?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really just a marketing campaign. We've actually already been written up in a couple of other magazines in the construction industry. For a lot of those folks, especially if you're an independent, one guy who's an arborist said he was up a tree one time, he looked down 50 feet and he saw some guy stealing a chainsaw at the back of his pickup truck. You know, the tough thing for that guy is he's got a job to do in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So he can report it and the cops are going to come, but he can't feed his family if he doesn't go get that other job done.
Mm-hmm.
So what he needs is a discount price from the Home Depot to go get new chainsaw so he can go take care of that second job and then deal with the stolen goods report later. So we definitely plan to expand into other verticals where, again, that particular product is of great personal importance to the individual. It could be something like a tool for a construction worker. It could be artwork if somebody's in the creative industries. Musical instruments is very important, as you can imagine.
Absolutely.
If you play a guitar, that's much more than just a guitar. That's
yes,
your love.
It is, for sure.
So we'll target Reggie for musical instruments. Oh, by the way, do you also happen to own a bicycle? Oh, by the way, do you also happen to own a laptop or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But that's really why we're targeting bikes now. It's just that sort of thin end of the wedge to get people passionate about the product.
Now, I've heard that you've had some really good success with actually getting people their stuff back. Mm-hmm. Do you have any preliminary numbers that you can share with our audience?
Sure. Probably the best or the most recent ones. The numbers are small, but in terms of the time frame, given the awareness that we've had, I think it's pretty substantial. I mentioned earlier the MBTA. I went down to their locker and helped them post 40 or 50 bikes that they had found. And within a matter of days, there was a gentleman who had lost his bike. I believe it was about 7 months ago. He had reported it to the Boston Police Department, from what I understand. The MBTA police happened to recover the bike. And those two departments are not the same. They don't necessarily talk to each other.
Yeah.
But because Reggie is pan area, we work in any zip code across the entire country, the guy saw the notice, I believe it was on Twitter, went to the Reggie page, looked at the lost and found, said, hey, that's my bike. He had the serial number, he called the MBTA, and he went back and got it. Another great story is a woman who is a bike racer. Actually, she's a sponsored racer for the MIT race team.
Mm-hmm.
She had a shed broken into in Alston, lost four bikes, and she immediately started Facebooking and tweeting, and somebody said, you got to post this on Reggie as well, which she did. Long story short, she had the serial number and saw that somebody was selling that bike from Charlestown, which is across the river, of course. And she had the serial number, and the BPD were able to put together a sting. And I believe that guy got arrested, and she got her first bike back. We actually got a picture of me and her bike, And I'll tell you, as an avid cyclist, that's a nice bike. Mm. She's talking about it. It was like a $4,000 or $5,000 track bike. So she was very happy to get her bike back. And then I got an email from her about a week later saying I got my second bike back. That one happened to be sort of dumped not too far away. We all think it was the same guy who was like, all right, I don't want to mess with this woman. Mm-hmm. You know, clearly she's hooked in with the Boston Police Department and Reggie. So she got her second bike back. And we've already seen a couple of other activities like that. And again, we've really only been live with the BPD and the MBTA police for a few weeks. So we haven't really begun the marketing campaign, and already we're starting to see some traction on this.
Well, the real beauty to this, though, is it occurs to me is this really becomes a big deterrent.
Absolutely.
Because there's a much higher probability you're going to get caught. And, you know, bikes are a target because low probability of getting caught. And this you know, increases that probability.
Let me tell you a couple of other things that we're already thinking about in terms of the roadmap. To that very point about actually trying to reduce the amount of stolen goods. Our mission as a company is to take $1 billion in stolen goods off the internet. We all know that people steal stuff and try to sell it on either eBay or Craigslist. That's no knock on them. I think a lot of people inappropriately give them a bad rap for that. And as we say, look, if you were to rob a bank and jump in a Ford Mustang and drive away from the bank, is it Ford Company's problem that you actually robbed that bank? Of course not. That's ridiculous. So, you know, eBay and Craigslist, they're just platforms where buyers and sellers can connect. What we're going to be doing is we're hoping to work with both organizations and any other used goods dealer. We have serial number category search capability on Reggie. So you can search by serial number for a bicycle, a guitar, whatever the item may be, before you complete a purchase online. So if you're trying to buy a used bicycle on on eBay, you can actually come over to Reggie, search by the serial number, and see whether or not this thing has been listed. And again, what we're hoping to do is eventually work directly with eBay, so there's kind of like a Carfax button on the eBay or the Craigslist site where you'll be able to click to verify. It'll do a round-trip data query onto our databases, and another reason why we need some serious scale. And it'll, just like a credit card, it'll say yes, no, maybe, and hopefully be able to prevent those sales from occurring in the first place.
Yeah, sounds awesome. I'm really looking forward to kind of watching you as you grow this business and your product. Are you doing anything in the mobile space now, or do you have any plans?
We are pretty much a mobile-first company because we realize that most people, you lose stuff when you are in transit.
Mm-hmm.
So people
always
are on their phones anyway. So that's why, again, once you have your database set up, you can report any loss or theft directly from your phone. One of the other things we did was we decided that rather than requiring the app, we actually have a secure web form. So even if you don't have Reggie, you can still report a loss or a theft. You might not have a picture, you might not have the serial number, but if you lose your bike and you don't have Reggie, the last thing you want to do is go onto the Google Play Store, download the app, create an account, log in, and you're pissed off because you just lost your bike. So you can actually go to what we call Mobile Blue, which is, again, an open web form where you can fill out all the information, and it's just like filing a report on Reggie. Again, you don't happen to have the benefit of your serial number, description value, etc., but you can at least file that report, and then that report will also go up in real time on the web form, on the Lost and Found.
That's excellent. Well, thank you for sharing with our audience today. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about the products, your vision, your roadmap, or anything else?
I don't think so. I think, you know, really our goal is, as I mentioned, we want to take $1 billion in stolen goods off the net. The only thing I would encourage people to do is we are free. We're always going to be free. It's not freemium sometime down the line. I encourage people to download the app and spend the 15 minutes to just register. Again, you take like artwork. You might not have serial number for an artwork, but you could take a picture of the artist's signature or something to that effect. It's a little thing, and a lot of people don't do it, but it makes a big difference when it comes in the event of. And we're also looking at other ways that we can provide value to end users. One of the other product roadmap ideas we have is actually a one-click yard sale, electronic yard sale on eBay, so you could go to your digital platform and say, this item, this item, this item, one click, and boom, it's up for sale on eBay. But that's coming sometime in 2016.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time, Reggie. I'm looking forward to seeing you grow and to checking out your app myself and start registering my bikes and more out on Reggie.
Terrific. Okay.